This is The Brand Talks with 5011. I'm Mike Neese. In this episode, Matthew Jones, Landon Thurman, and I are talking with Peter Jemrakovsky, whose resume includes real estate agent, former athlete, and world medalist in karate. Peter is also the host of the I Love Success podcast, where he interviews the most successful people on the planet and shares their stories. This episode has a ton of value, especially when it comes to setting a positive mindset geared for success. Here's our conversation. Peter, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Yeah, so my name is Peter Jemrakovsky. I'm a former athlete and world medalist in karate. From being a martial artist, you have so many role models and so many people helping you. So I've decided to give back, and that's what I'm doing with coaching people, speaking gigs, and also my podcast. My day-to-day is in real estate, but I live and breathe helping people.
Excellent.
Do you want to give a shout out to what your podcast is?
Yeah, sure. I Love Success podcast.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah. So what I'm doing there, I interview thought leaders, anybody from fighters to entrepreneurs to trauma survivors, kind of share and honoring their story, and also talking about I want to redefine success, because it's different for everybody, and I want each and every one of us to find what success means for me, and then actually go after that.
Yeah, that's really good. I like that.
What led you to take the leap to start what you're doing?
So in 2012, I became a world medalist in Shotokan Karate in Sydney, Australia. And basically that was 20 plus years of training coming together with a little bit of luck, a little bit of performance, everything aligned in that moment. And as an athlete, everything has to align when you're at that level. So I was super happy and grateful for that. Was in Australia for another week, had an amazing time. I don't know if you guys have been to Australia, but it's beautiful. If you like California, you're going to love Australia. Yeah, just an incredible place. And then I came back to Sweden, and this was November. So about 3 weeks later, right before the holidays, I got fired from my job. I worked in sales and it didn't work out. So I went from being like the happiest man on the planet, almost literally, right? Till like nobody gives a shit about me. That's at least how it felt in that moment. I knew I was never going to stay there forever in that job, but it still hurt, because we all want to be appreciated. We all want to be seen. And I think I also was on a little bit of an ego trip, because now I was a world medalist and it felt kind of good. So it stung, but I decided I want to help people talk about goal settings, because that's something that I'm really good at. That basically the only talent, if you would say that, in my life that I had is discipline and learning from others. So I learned very early that the best performance in any given field was setting goals, and they were setting goals in a specific manner. And I tried that and it worked out very well for me. So I wrote a book about that called The Goal Book, started lecturing. And I mean, now we're here years later doing podcasts, almost done 180 episodes now.
Wow.
Written 4 books. And I mean, it's not, I say that not to tap myself on the shoulder. I say that because the only thing I've done is to follow the process for setting goals. It's nothing special with me. My life is defined by failures and how I chose to react on those failures.
That's really amazing, Peter. And I remember when we met, you were a member at WeWork and I was a community manager there. And I was always super impressed with your brand. And, you know, we've kept in touch over the years, and book and your podcast, you do such a great job with branding. On that, I want to know, what does branding mean to you?
So branding for me is when I want to build a brand that is not dependent on me, which is something that is really hard to do, because I want my brand to be much bigger than me. Even if I left the brand, I want it to still exist. And that's something that I'm struggling with, because right now I'm kind of I'm kind of am the brand. So my next move is to bring in more people that can do things that I'm doing. So it's not just about me and my story. I want it to be something that when you hear I love success, I want you to feel that this is mine. This is what I stand for. I stand for living my best life. And it's work in progress. I am very early in the process, but I have a big mission and I'm working step by step. And I mean, my big mission is to help at least 10 million people in 10 years. But I mean, for me, every person counts. I don't care how many. That just makes me go up, wake up in the morning. But I want to help people that want to be helped.
It's good.
You know, when you think about success, that kind of leads into the idea of like fear getting in, you know, to get there. So I wanted to ask, what was the greatest fear or obstacle that you got over to get where you are today?
I mean, for me, I've had a lot of fears in my life because growing up, I was always the smallest kid in the classroom. And I was pretty good at getting friends, but most of the time, the reason why I got friends was because I molded and was very adaptable. And that was the big fear that I had, to not have friends, to not be with the cool kids, so to speak. And then when I started high school, at that point, I was pretty into karate. My father is my sensei, and karate gave me confidence, and I was a little bit overweight. And in the karate dojo, nobody really cared about those kind of things. You could just train, and that made me feel good.
Yeah.
And so when I started high school, everybody started drinking and smoking. And I, for some reason, I didn't want to be a part of that. That came later, not the smoking part, but the drinking part. But I mean, I didn't want to be a part of that for some reason. And I kind of lost all my friends. So I had, for a long time, I had a big fear of, you know, being loved. And I've worked on that a lot. The first step I did was I had some friends and we wanted to hook up with girls, right? That was our goal. So, and a friend showed me this book called The Game. I don't know if you guys have read that book, but it's a very good book. But what we did, we started trying those techniques and picking up girls, and it kind of worked a little bit, but I was still a guy with low confidence. I didn't have a good personality, or I didn't really know what I wanted. So I was very moldable, and that kind of shines through, right? If you're not confident in yourself, if you don't know what you want, it shines through. So that led me on a tangent into self-development, like reading more books, learning from people that are good at psychology, are good at emotional intelligence, are good at business. So I read, I applied, and that's why I am right now. Everything I do, I basically do it for myself, that young kid that was insecure. You know, right now I feel as a human being, we can look at ourselves. Who are we when we're with ourselves, and who are we when we're with other people? And for me right now, that's very much aligned, but it used to be two separate people. It feels good to be aligned with your values and be okay with, I am who I am. I'm not here to be cooler than anybody else. This is who I am. This is what I stand for. I hope you like it. If not, that's totally fine. But that took a very, very long, long time for me.
And it sounds like you've been on this journey for a really long time.
I mean, it started basically, I don't remember how old I am, but I remember I was in Macedonia. I grew up in Sweden, but I'm originally from Macedonia. And we were at vacation. I sat in my grandfather's lap, and I was a little bit overweight. So he kind of touched my belly and said, "What's going on, kid?" And he didn't mean anything, but it really hurt me. Mm. And I love my grandfather. But it really hurt me that I was this chubby kid. So that made me train harder, become better. And it was almost like a, you know, when someone's anger can drive you. So I had that anger within me, and that drove me. And I think that's when it all started. I went too extreme. I even had problems with my diet when I was like 12 or 13. I didn't eat butter. I was counting calories and things that are not good at all because I went to the extreme. But then I learned to balance it out. I read about other people. I became an athlete. So I had more and more coaches and role models who taught me about taking care of your mind, sports psychology, your body, your diet. And that helped me a lot.
Very cool. Why don't you go in a little bit more into detail on kind of what your growth journey looks like? I mean, you've covered a lot of what it's been in the past, but kind of like what approaches you're taking right now to focus on your personal growth.
So I do a lot of things. And as we all with this coronavirus, we've all have to pivot. So for example, with my podcast, I always did in person. And the last 3 or 4 weeks, I've started doing virtual podcasts, which is something that I never wanted to do because I always had the idea I want to do deep, raw, and meaningful conversations in person, eye to eye. I must tell you, this has been a great experience to kind of see, hey, there's other opportunities out there. And I would probably never had tried this if this never happened. So the silver lining is that I had to learn a lot of things that I should have learned a long time ago. And I think as human beings, we're so stuck in our mind and say, this is how it is. And then you ask, why is it like that? And you don't have an answer for that because someone told you this is how it needs to be. So I'm kind of challenging some of my beliefs right now. It's been a great experience.
Very cool. So what would you challenge someone who's aspiring to do what you've done and what you're doing? What would you tell that person who's aspiring to do what you do?
First of all, don't go out and look for a successful personality and try to duplicate him. Bruce Lee said that. There's only one you. You can model masters. That's what I'm doing. I'm modeling masters and that's how you start. But remember, there's only one person that can do it your way. So have confidence in that. Don't do it for someone else to tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, I love you. You're okay. Because guess what? You're already worthy. You're already okay. And if you think that accomplishing a whole bunch of things is going to change that, you're wrong. Mm-hmm. You need to work on being okay with who you are and then go out and do these things because you truly, truly love them and are passionate about them. Because doing a podcast, you guys know, it takes research. You got to learn how to work with Zoom or like audio equipment. You need an editor. And then you kind of need to book guests, and there's a lot of things going on. And if you don't like that, what you're doing, it's not going to feel good. For example, today, when I'm coming here right now, this is not about me. Mm. This is about if one person listens to this and kind of get that spark in their life and say, hey, maybe I should do what I've always wanted to do. Maybe I should start building my brand. Doesn't have to be on a huge level. We all have a brand. So I think do it because you like it. Do it because you love it. Ask yourself, like, why is this important to me?
That's so valuable. And I think what you said about, you know, being yourself is really important, you know, because I know that a lot of people, you know, we have our inspirations. We have the people that we obviously, you know, have inspired us to be who we are, to kind of guide us in the direction we're going to go with our art or the things that we create. But I think it's so important ultimately to like find yourself and find your own voice in that moment. So, you know, just be yourself.
I totally agree, especially in the creative process. I did a podcast yesterday with Terry Knickerbocker. He's an acting coach. He's helped a lot of famous actors and he's just amazing, dedicated his life. And he said, don't focus on the Oscar because that is not something that you're not in control of that. That is, you have to be on the right project. You have to be with people that are good. People have to vote on you. That's like, if you win an Oscar, that's amazing. But how about focusing on becoming the best actor you can be? And I think that is hard because if we look at that, let's be honest. When I do things, let's say as an athlete, of course I want to be acknowledged. That's the honest truth. that's part of my mind that has the ego, right? We all have some type of ego. And some people say the ego is the enemy. Some people have said the ego is not your amigo. But I think it could be your amigo if you have some type of balance to your own ego, right? Mm. So if I only do this to look good on camera and just listening to myself might not be the right thing. But if I never even think about myself, that's not good either.
What do you think about the idea between, obviously we have ego, which is on one side of the spectrum, but then there's just confidence. You know, and so what are your thoughts on kind of the difference between the two?
So, I mean, I think confidence comes with small wins. Hmm. And we can have confidence in different areas. So if me and you, I don't know if you're a martial artist, but let's say you're not, but let's say you were a jiu-jitsu guy and I'm a karate guy. So if we are going to do jiu-jitsu, your confidence is probably going to be higher than me because you have more small wins and more experience. And then if we doing stand-up and karate, I'm probably going to have more confidence. And confidence, I think there's false confidence that you're pumping yourself up, and there's true confidence knowing your abilities, right? I think sometimes it can be good to blow yourself up, but it could also be very dangerous, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So need to find that balance, because if you never have the courage to go outside your comfort zone, you're never going to get anywhere. But if you're stupid about your ego, you can also put yourself in very bad situations.
Yeah, that's really good. Thank you. You know, a lot of the people who are listening to us, especially right now, I think because of the pandemic that we're in, I think there's a lot of fear. And for a lot of people, they're looking at potentials of their business closing. They're looking at the inability to, I would say, pivot in the moment.
Well, you kind of brought in the idea of adapting, and that was key for what you said, helped allow you to overcome a lot of the fears that you struggled with previously. And I think that might be a good leader into how we can overcome the fear and obstacle of the pandemic and how that's affecting everyone and allowing us to pivot and overcome a lot of that.
That's something that I actually love talking about. And because I think mindset is so important. And if we look at what's happening right now, if we're just for a second say, hey, let's talk about the worst things possible. Like, I'm going to die, right? That's probably the biggest fear, right? If we compare losing my business and die, or someone that you love is going to die. Mm. I mean, that's a real fear. And nobody wants to die in a pandemic. The truth is we're all going to die. And even before this pandemic is that when you wake up or when you go to bed, you don't know how long you're going to live. There's no guarantee, even though we act like it. So nothing has really changed. I mean, more than that, our minds are fucking with us right now because of all the media. Because there's so many dangers out there, and it's always been. So that being said, it creeps into my mind too. Hey, will I lose my business? Will I lose my relationships? Like, will someone that I love die? I mean, it comes to my mind as well. So what I'm trying to do, first of all, is stay in action, or do the things that you usually do. And some people say, yeah, but I can't go to the gym. Yeah, I know. I can't go to the beach. I love surfing. Yeah, but
yeah.
Grow the fuck up and find some type of ways of doing similar things, right? I did yoga last morning in my living room. Was it perfect? No. But was it better than nothing? Yes. Did I think about that I'm going to die from coronavirus a couple of times during the yoga? Yes. But it actually felt better after I did it. So, I mean, we're all human. Focus on what you can do. Like, I'm always trying as much as I can to be committed to the process. And if your process was wrong before, maybe now is the time to change. For example, I'm pivoting. I'm doing more virtual stuff. And hey, it opens up so many doors for me now, because now I have the world as a playing field. And instead of having my own ego say, no, I have to sit face to face so I can connect with that human being, that's kind of selfish when maybe I have the opportunity to talk with someone in Tibet that have the most mm-hmm. wisdom that I've ever heard. And if I really want to share with the world, maybe I should change my mindset around it. So I would say reset often, Like, be think about things that you're grateful for. And guess what? We are. It's tough, but people have had similar situations happen to them many, many times. And then add a war, add having no electricity, no food, no water. And I think when we're in the situation we're in now, it's real, but I think it's not that bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree. And I think it's always important to find the positive, even in the most negative times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's incredibly valuable.
Yeah. And I mean, I told you guys earlier, like, my life has been defined by failures. So I asked myself, who would I be without failure? And I went, I truly went deep and looked at some of the things that I put as my biggest failures in my life when it comes to relationships, when it comes to money, as an athlete, my mindset. I looked at all those biggest failures, and then I look at what happened after that. Mm. And it's always led me to an amazing, positive path. So for me, if I wouldn't have failures in my life, I would probably still be, you know, that guy with low self-esteem, low confidence, not going after what I wanted. So for me, it's been a blessing. And I think it could be that for many people. And I just want to say for the people watching and listening to this is that just remember that you're already worthy. This is an amazing opportunity to kind of go after what you want. Let's say you lost your job or you're about to lose your business. It's real, I know. But try to think about it. What can I create with this? Because there's going to be many opportunities coming up now if you have a positive mindset and are willing to ask for help.
That's awesome. This podcast is actually, it's something that we had been talking about for a very long time, but it wasn't until we were all quarantined that we sat down and put it together.
Awesome.
So, you know, this is actually a product of what's going on around us.
Yeah. Adapting and just like you said, hitting the reset button.
Good for you guys. I'm super happy that you did that, right? Because having these conversations, that's why I love having a podcast, because you get to connect and talk about stuff. Like, sometimes we don't talk about this in our everyday life, even with our families, right? Because it's kind of awkward and odd. But here in this setting, you can ask whatever you want and you can go deep. And like, this is, if we are thinking about it, there's other people thinking about it.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
So Peter, where can our listeners find you online?
Peter Jimrukovsky. If you Google me, you'll find it on Instagram. And then ilovesuccess.co. Releasing episodes every week. Right now, I'm actually been doing two a week because I'm leveling up. I want to add more value to the world and because I know we need it. So, but at least one a week. Yeah, that's the easiest way. They can email me info@ilsuccess.com. If they have any questions, I would love to be of service and put out some good stuff there.
Great. And we'll make sure to link all of those in our show notes as well for everybody listening.
Thank you, brother.
So thanks so much for joining us. Hopefully we can do this again.
Thank you so much, guys. I truly appreciate your time. You guys are awesome and that you're so positive. And I only met Matthew before, but it feels like we've known each other. So I'm super grateful for that, guys. Thank you. And I hope to see you in person soon.
Absolutely. Same. Take care.
Make sure you don't miss an episode. Head on over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to The Brand Talks. If you're on iTunes, make sure to leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review to let us know what you think. This has been a 5011 production. 5011 is a full-service branding and marketing agency. We collaborate with brands to elevate their story, revitalize their image, and design their experiences. To find out more about us, head on over to 5011.com. That's FIFTYELEVN.com. And make sure to follow us on Instagram at 5011.